Let's get some immediate reaction for the latest news on COVID-19, because there are some growing concerns over the management of not just the vaccine rollout for workers at our borders, but now the management of the testing program too. That comes as official records show the security guard who tested positive for COVID-19 last week was last tested in November. For some time now, Auckland University Professor of Medicine and Health Sciences Des Gorman has been critical of the management of our borders, keeping COVID out, and he joins me now. Hi there, Des.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Did that press conference reassure you?
No. I've been anxious for quite a while about the quality of our border management, about the testing regimen. I've expressed real concern about the ability to roll out vaccination. If you think about the vaccination, the number of vaccinations done in the last week, we need to do that every day for the next 7 days a week for the rest of this year to actually vaccinate New Zealanders this calendar year. And what underpins my concern about all these things is that we're asking a policy shop, the Ministry of Health, to undertake an unbelievably complex operational task for which it's not equipped, it's not resourced, and it's not trained. And sadly, over the last year, we've seen a succession of systems failures, although in the case of this guy not being tested in November, you'd have to say there's both a delivery system failure and an accountability failure.
Let's talk about vaccines first. Chris Hipkins just now saying that he expects 1 million vaccines to be delivered over the next 12 weeks. That doesn't seem so far off the target of all adult New Zealanders vaccinated by the end of the year.
Well, no, you have to multiply the 5 million by 2 because there's two vaccinations.
So, yeah, or 4 million by 2 when you take the younger New Zealanders out, perhaps.
Yeah, sure. So in terms of the numbers, you need to be doing about 25 to 30,000 a day to get through New Zealanders in time. And so that 1 million over the next 12 weeks represents a lift to about 11,000 vaccinations a day. So we'd have to do more than 2.5 times that volume on a daily basis. And to do that, you're going to need far different approach in terms of logistics. You're also going to need a different, you need a mature software program to underpin it. My understanding is they're having trouble extracting data from the software. And that doesn't surprise me because it's been developed in-house and for purpose as compared to looking at those countries who are doing very well, like the UK, the US, and places like Israel, doing very well in terms of vaccinations that are, and simply shamelessly borrowing how they're doing it and the software and other technology that underpins it.
Somebody told me the DHB was using Microsoft Outlook Calendar to book in their vaccinations.
I don't doubt it. I'm aware of one organisation where the minister went back to them and said, can you just give us a list of all the people we vaccinated because we can't extract the data? I do know what it is. We have an obsession with not invented here because we've painted ourselves into a corner. And that corner is on the basis of that we're the best in show and we're the envy of the world. And once you adopt that sort of culture, then it's very hard to be anything other than complacent, and it's very hard to learn. It's very hard to be adaptive when you're the best in show and the envy of the world. And I think also once you have convinced yourself about how well you're doing, you start fitting the narrative to the facts, I beg your pardon, the facts to the narrative. And we've seen that over and over again where we're told something, we find out that the reality is different. And then the response we're given is, oh, look, but we've learned, we've adapted, and we've moved on. But if you look at the key factors for me, which are border breaches and contact tracing capacity, they haven't improved since last July. So, look, I'm not here to bash the Ministry of Health. I'm simply saying you're asking a policy shop to undertake a complex operational task. You're using the wrong vehicle. You've been using the wrong vehicle for a year. And in concert with Einstein's view of what insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and again, expecting outcome, it's time to actually say we need to stand up a dedicated COVID management group that's actually tactically competent.
We've talked mostly about vaccinations. Were you surprised to hear today that case C, who tested positive for COVID-19, hadn't been given a test since November? In fact, I'm just seeing now in that media conference, Chris Hipkins says it appears the security guard had given information to their employer about being tested that doesn't match the records, so that possibly that they misled their employer so that they could avoid tests.
Look, I think we should wait and see if that's true or not. I mean, I think the response of most bureaucracies is to throw individuals under the bus when there's a system failure. That's what we do. I mean, we did that to the Vietnamese family, didn't we, in South Auckland. We threw them under a bus and found out the story wasn't quite that way. When you're dealing with something as important as border management and testing people, you don't rely on them saying, yes, I've done it. I mean, there's an accountability issue here, and we've had problems with accountability throughout this. And this reflects the fact that I don't think politicians quite understand governance, and they haven't had a lot of experience at it. And as I mentioned recently, they're in government because they won a popularity contest, not because they are competent at governance. But governance is about accountability. You need to know what you need to know, and you need to know it when you need to know it. And to say, look, this guy's been misleading us, what sort of system is that? I heard a cabinet minister say the other day, look, we can't be held accountable for not meeting our contact tracing targets because this population's difficult. Well, humans are difficult. That's the nature of our species. We're irrational beings. We're predictable but irrational. So who was the system designed for? Robots? Automatons? I mean, you've got to design a system that deals with the reality of human behaviour. And the idea that you would operate on a trust basis, someone's testing, beggars belief. As it does, that we haven't adopted daily or second daily saliva testing, which is a very obvious solution to increasing the integrity of our border.
Des, are you worried about people turning up from Australia next week?
Yes, I am. I'm worried about people turning up because we don't have adequate contact tracing capacity. I mean, Isha Viral, in a very, very good report, said that we should be hitting more than 80% of people who were interested. And within 4 days, we should have more than 80% identified, contacted, tested and managed. Look, we're barely struggling to get above 50%. So my real concern is when Australians arrive, we won't be using our contact tracing app. We'll be having multiple contacts. In the event of an outbreak, how on earth are we going to go about contact tracing? I don't think our systems are mature enough, quite frankly.
Good to chat to you. Thanks for your thoughts today.
No worries. Take care.
Auckland University Professor of Medicine and Health Sciences, Des Gorman, with some criticisms of both the vaccine rollout and the testing program here in New Zealand. So we went a little long on that today a little longer than usual on that 1 p.m. media conference to address some concerns people had about that revelation today about the tester who hadn't, the worker who hadn't been tested for a number of months.